know that Christ is all inclusive. You know, I think about this, and I think about, I look at you, and you're young, and I consider myself back then, and I know before I came to the church, I know that my concept was that Christ was good for certain things, and that, you know, God would provide things. And how that would happen, I don't know. You pray, somehow it happens. And so there was no clarity that there was really one gift given to us. And we get everything we need for this life and for eternity in this one package. And that package is Christ. Everything. What do you need? It's there. Okay. The gospel is just the unsearchable riches of Christ. See? Riches after riches after riches after riches. Then look how strong this verse is. Colossians 3:11b. But Christ is all and in all. Isn't that comprehensive? I mean, is it kind of Christ is something or part of, or is it, you know, the word all is a absolute word. He's all and in all. See, this is the essence of his body. It's a big thing. There's much to say about it, but I just want to impress you a little bit. In Revelation 1:8, here we see Christ is Alpha and the Omega. Mm-hmm. Alpha being the first letter of the Greek alphabet, and Omega being the last.
Amen.
Alpha and Omega. Meaning he's every letter in between. This infers that.
Right.
You know, if you don't believe it, it's okay. But it does infer that. I am the Alpha and the Omega. He means I'm everything. Then John 8:58. This is big enough for all of us to read. You got to get this verse, okay? Go ahead.
Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham came into being, I am."
Yeah, Christ said this. Because they were all shook up, you know, Abraham's our father. Don't say, you know, you're the father. Don't say you're one with the father. Don't say the father sent me. And so, but Abraham is our father. You know, they were really into dead human religion. Abraham is our father. No, Abraham was a sinful person just like me and you,
right,
who found grace in the eyes of God, right? So Abraham gets a bad rap here, but that's not his fault. Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, before Abraham came into being," what does this mean? I am. He's the all-inclusive person. He just says, "I am." Before Abraham came into being, I was there first. He didn't say that. He just said, "I am." I was about your age when I first heard this, and I was still in college. And I remember something like this. I am, Christ said, "I am blank."
Right.
Okay. I am whatever it is you need.
Amen.
I am that. I am that I am. What do you need? Just write. You need love. I am love. You need patience. He's patience. You need long suffering. He's that. Whatever. You see, both inward and outward, whatever you need, is a legitimate thing for God to be expressed. He is that. Oh, you ought to all know John 8:58. I am. He just says, "I am."